Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. O you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we have been afforded the opportunity to be in this beautiful silsila of Islamic manners. And today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the topic of knowledge and seeking knowledge. Knowledge is not something that needs any explanation for its greatness. The whole world knows that ilm, knowledge, is something good, and to attain the knowledge, it is a sign of greatness. And knowledge is something through which person becomes successful in his life, and he attains prosperity and happiness. And knowledge is something which helps to attain goodness in this dunya and in the hereafter. But we do not mean by this knowledge which we are discussing the knowledge of philosophers or the knowledge of scientists, because all that knowledge is the production of human mind. And neither we are discussing the knowledge which is being used as a tool to earn the wealth of this dunya. Our topic today is to discuss the knowledge which we learn and attain from Qur'an-i-Majeed and from the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledge of Ahadith, through which the life of dunya and the life of akhirah is beautified. And in Qur'an-i-Kareem, at many occasions, directly or indirectly, the knowledge of deen is being praised. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Qur'an Kareem, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. From amongst the bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, only those who fear are the ulama, are the scholars of deen. So in this ayah karima, a beautiful message is brought to us that if you have the knowledge of deen, if you become an alim of deen, then only in true sense you can have the ability to fear Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are many virtues which are mentioned in several ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. And in this hadith, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to do goodness with someone, He gives him the knowledge of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence. He makes him a jurist of the laws of Islamic Sharia. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the distributor and Allah is the giver. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we learn from this hadith mubarakah that those who are blessed with the knowledge of deen, those who understand fiqh, those who are jurists, Allah Azza wa Jal has favored them and Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen them from amongst many others and gave them these blessings of knowledge of deen, so they became faqih in deen. And also in this hadith mubarakah we learn Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam distributes the treasures of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Allah gives him and he distributes. And also we learn that this taqseem, this distribution is mutlaq, it's unconditional. And the grant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is also mutlaq and unconditional. Which means that what Allah Azza wa Jal gives to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our measurement, our calculation. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributes to the creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is also beyond our counting, our measurement, and our calculation. There's another beautiful hadith in Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when person dies, his action comes to an end, except three things. It means that through those three things, thawab would continue to be written in his book of deeds. And one amongst those three is sadaqah jariyah. Sadaqah jariyah is continuous charity. For example, you give your donations into masjid, into madrasa, into Darul Uloom, library, or any other type of work from which people will keep on benefiting, you will be getting the reward. So that particular action will not come to an end after your death. And the second thing is the knowledge. Not just the knowledge, ilmun nafi'un, the beneficial knowledge. The knowledge through which people have benefited. For example, when the ulama give their bayans, they're educating the Muslim community. When they write articles and books and they write fatawa, they help in and guiding. So their knowledge became beneficial. So that will not end because this would continue extending from generation to generation. And the third thing which will benefit person in the grave is the pious children who make dua for their parents, who make isale sawab for them, who remember them. And keep in mind that salih awlad or pious children would only be if parents ponder upon their upbringing, upon their tarbiyah. If we neglect them and we leave them to the mercy of their friends and TV, because the lifestyle has become such that the parents are too busy working and earning money, the quality of life which we want to live is very expensive. One person's earning or salary is not good enough. Therefore, both the parents at most of the places are working, and when they come back, they're very tired. They do not have much time to spend with the children or sit with them and help them with their homeworks or talk to them. So that is very dangerous actually. This type of behavior will not make children salihin or pious. And then the loss is that after we close our eyes and we are dead, we will not see much benefit from our children. So from this hadith mubarakah we learnt that it is absolutely necessary for Muslim parents to make sure that they give proper tarbiyah training and proper Islamic upbringing to their children. And there's another beautiful hadith in regard to the virtues of knowledge mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if a person walks on any path to seek the knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal will make easy for him the way to Jannah. And when a nation gets together in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal and recites Quran Kareem and teaches people about Quran Kareem and the masail and the understanding of Quran Kareem, then the barakah descends upon them and the mercy of Allah covers them, and also the angels cover them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them, mentions about them amongst those who are in the nearness, in the qurb of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So from this hadith mubarakah we learn that if we want the barakah, if we want to be covered with the mercy of Allah and with the angels, then we need to choose this path of seeking knowledge and teaching knowledge. And here we are again referring to the knowledge of Deen, the knowledge which we learn from Quran Kareem and the ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained so much to Sahaba Ikram regarding the fadail, the virtues of ilmuddin, therefore sometimes certain Sahaba Ikram would travel very long distance to learn one hadith mubarakah. There's a hadith that's mentioned in Tirmizi, in Abu Dawood, in Ibn Majah, and in Darimi, that a person came to the Jami' Masjid of Damishq to visit Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said that I have come from Madinatul Munawwara to visit you. And my purpose is to hear one hadith from you. And I have learnt that you report that hadith, that particular hadith. So I want to hear directly from you because you are the original reporter of that hadith. And I do not have any other purpose to come here. Now imagine Madinatul Munawwara and Damascus. These two cities are very far from each other. In those days, it must have taken many days' journey for this person to undertake and reach Damascus. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said to him, I've heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person walks on any path in the search of knowledge, to seek the knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him on the path of Jannah. And for the pleasure of a student who is a seeker of knowledge, angels spread their arms or wings on his path. And those who live in the heavens and those who live on the earth, they make dua for an alim-e-deen. And fish in the water also make istighfar for an alim-e-deen, seeks forgiveness of him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the greatness of an alim upon a worshipper is same as the greatness of the moon of 14th night on the stars. Undoubtedly, ulama are the heirs of Prophets alayhimus salam. The Prophets alayhimus salam did not make anyone heir of gold or wealth, any type of wealth. They have left heirs of knowledge. So whoever took the knowledge, he has taken a complete share from the inheritance of Prophets alayhimus salam. It's a beautiful hadith. And this gentleman, this individual, came all the way to listen to this one hadith from Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this tells us that the people of that age, Sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they were thoroughly motivated to learn the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they would not mind going through any type of difficulties or sufferings in the form of hunger or traveling, but they will reach where they need to reach and seek the knowledge. It's mentioned in Jami Tirmizi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that virtues of an alim upon a worshipper, upon an abid, is like my greatness, my virtue upon the lowest of you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal and all His angels and all those who are in the heavens and in the earth, right up to an ant in its hole and the fish in the water, they wish goodness for an alim-e-deen, the one who gives good nasiha to the people, the one who teaches people the goodness of deen. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the life is very short and we are going to die very soon. And something that is going to help us are the good deeds that we earn in this dunya. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the ulama have this opportunity more than any other person because they get much more thawab of their acts of seeking knowledge and teaching knowledge. We should also be motivated that we should engage ourselves in learning knowledge and in teaching knowledge. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will attain the goodness of this world and the hereafter in abundance. And we learn another beautiful hadith which is mentioned in Tirmizi and in Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that one faqih or one jurist or one expert of fiqh or Islamic jurisprudence is heavier on shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. In other words, that it is easy for shaitan to defeat 1,000 worshippers who are not ulama, who don't have the knowledge. And it would be very difficult for shaitan to defeat an alim-e-deen. So therefore, if we really want to engage in the war with shaitan, we need to seek the knowledge of deen. As we shout this slogan in the environment of Dawat Islami, shaitan ke khilaaf jang jari rahegi. That means the war with shaitan would continue. And how the war would continue if we don't have the weapons? And our weapons are the knowledge of deen, the knowledge that we learn and attain from Quran-e-Kareem and a hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, there's another beautiful hadith, and it's a good news for the lovers of knowledge of deen. The one who left his home to seek the knowledge, he will be in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal till he returns. So if he spends 7 years or 8 years or more years to become an alim deen, he's in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if, say for example, he dies while he is seeking knowledge, he would die as a shaheed, because the one who dies in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, he's a martyr. Therefore, many pious people, they declare themselves as students of knowledge of deen. They will never declare themselves as ulama. They will never write with their names as alim or mufti or shaykhul hadith or fazil. No, it's the other people that call such names for them. But if you see their own conduct, they will always humble themselves and use such words which will show that they are learning. So in this way, they will stay and remain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when the death comes, everybody has to die. So at whatever age, at whatever time, when the death comes upon them, inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will be declared as martyrs in the sight of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, there is a beautiful hadith in Darmi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Masjid Sharif. There were two gatherings in that masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Both the gatherings are good, but one is greater than the other. And he referred to one group of people. He said, these people are making dua from Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are concentrating towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If he wishes, he will grant them, and if he wishes, he will refuse them. But the second sitting, the majlis, the group of people, they are learning knowledge and they are teaching knowledge to the ignorant ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these are greater people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been sent as a teacher. So in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that they are doing that work for which I have been sent. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat with them or in their majlis who were teaching and learning the knowledge of Deen. From this hadith mubarakah we learn that even though the other ibadat or du'as or dhikrullah or wazaif or many other practices that people do, optional and nafli ibadat, those ibadat are good and they is thawab. But seeking knowledge and teaching knowledge is such an act that will earn person more thawab and will make him better than others. There's a hadith mubarakah in Bahki Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who memorized 40 ahadith regarding my deen, Allah Azza wa Jal will raise him on the day of judgment as a faqih, as a jurist of Islamic Sharia law. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will be his intercessor and I will be his witness. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, looking at this hadith mubarakah, we should at least try to memorize 40 ahadith regarding the deen of Islam. And based on this hadith mubarakah, there were many great scholars that wrote 40 ahadith and encouraged people to memorize 40 ahadith, like Imam Nawawi has written his Arba'een Nawawi. So like that, many, many great ulama and scholars have written 40 ahadith to make it easy for the public to memorize. And so if they memorize it, they will qualify to earn this beautiful reward which is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that two greedy people are such who are never fulfilled. Their greed keeps on increasing. One is the greedy person of knowledge. He is never fulfilled. He wants more. He wants to learn more. And the other one is the greedy person of worldly things, anything of worldly. His greed will also not come to an end. But of course, the end result is not the same. The first greed is very good, and the other greed is bad, and it is criticized in the deen of Islam. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those who have the greed of knowledge of deen. And we learn another beautiful hadith which will show the virtues of ulama ikram in more clear terms. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the ink of ulama would be weighed with the blood of martyrs. And this ink of ulama will be dominant, mean would be heavier. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I mean, a person when he becomes shaheed, he gives his life. And that's a big sacrifice. But on the other hand, there's an alim-e-deen who uses his pen. He puts his pen to the paper to protect the knowledge and to transmit the knowledge. The value of his ink is more than the value of the blood of a martyr. Another hadith mubarakah mentions a beautiful example regarding ulama ikram. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the example of ulama is like the stars in the sky, through which people find their directions in sea and in dry land as well. And if the stars are erased, then those who are on the paths, they will be misguided. They will end up going towards the wrong places, and that would destroy them. So similarly, if the ulama are erased, if the ulama are not there, if they do not exist, then there will be no guidance for the people. Therefore, we should always make dua that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give our ulama ikram long life. So the longer they will live, the longer we will benefit from them. And we should love them. As Amiri Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya always mentions this very beautiful point. And his reason is that he wants to instill the love of ulama ikram into the hearts of the Muslims. Humko ay attar sunni alimo se pyar hai, inshaAllah do jahan mein apna beda paar hai. It means that we love the sunni ulama, the sahihul aqidah ulama, the ulama who follow the mainstream Islam, we love them. And the one who loves such kind of ulama, he will be successful in the dunya and in the hereafter. Another hadith mubarakah. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Hazrat Ka'ab Ahbar, who are the people of knowledge? He replied that those who know and they practice upon it, mean those who practice upon their knowledge. And something which has removed the knowledge from the hearts of the ulama is the greed. So in this hadith mubarakah, it is made clear that if Allah blesses you with the ni'mah and the bounty of knowledge, we should refrain from greed and not use the knowledge to earn the worldly favors, rather use the knowledge to earn the thawab of akhirah, so we can be successful and Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can be pleased with us. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahal and in the environment of Dawat Islami, we find much emphasis on seeking knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon what we have learnt and give us tawfiq to pass this over to others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. O you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.